So how do you prepare yourself physically for something as mental as the end of a race? Your tires are gone. You're pushing yourself, you know, like today, obviously with 27 seconds, I think it was, but to hitting all your marks lap after lap, the end of the race, you've reached that anaerobic state like you were talking about. How do you train yourself to do that? Or is it just something you're born with?
That's a good question. I mean, I think a lot of us, you know, in IndyCar, we've been racing cars for a long time, right? And you learn a lot about how to manage yourself and tricks that work for you that might not work for others. This isn't like football, right? Where, you know, there's like four elements that you have to be good at, like a 40-yard dash and vertical jump and a distance jump and all of these things. In racing, you know, each driver has their things that work for them. I mean, for me, it's about just training harder at the gym than if, from both a strength and a cardiovascular standpoint, than I ever would have to in the race car. So then when I do the races, it's easy, right? And, you know, you have some tracks that are harder than others. And, you know, Road America isn't typically a hard track, mostly because the straightaways are quite long. It's usually pretty cool here. But on the flip side of that, Texas 2 weeks ago is one of the toughest races we go to with the constant G loading, the high speeds, and, you know, usually being 95 to 100 degrees. So each race has its own kind of unique characteristics, and that's why to win this championship, you have to be good at a lot of different elements.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.